Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
It's great to be here.
It is great to be here.
It's daytime. We're recording a little earlier this week.
But if something huge happens, we're coming back. You better believe it.
Exactly. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
We've got big news of the week, don't we, Mason?
But the biggest news of this week, obviously, is while the theme was playing, I asked James later during our famous segment, What We Read and What We're Gonna Read.
Yeah.
James, are you going to interject with the word Westworld, which I feel confuses new listeners. And he said he promised he wouldn't. So
I didn't say promise. And also, if anything,
you didn't say you
the initial theme song is off-putting. If they get it that far, I feel like they're in.
Also,
I could say anything at that point.
Also, this thing that I'm saying currently is also off-putting for new listeners, I think. But for any new listeners, we do a segment later called What We Read and What We're Gonna Read.
Yeah.
And for the last few weeks, James has interjected in the theme song by saying Westworld really loud.
Yes.
And I find that off-putting. So I cannot imagine how off-putting people who are listening to this episode for the first time are feeling now, because they'd be completely lost. Yeah. They don't even know what this show's about.
I'm
already like, James, you know, later when we do the thing, well, don't say the thing, you know?
But I will say it.
Oh, God damn
but
it.
But I might not.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, so we are going to do the news of the week, and the big topic, we had a big topic lined up ready to go on Marvel Comics, because of course we did DC Comics last week, but because we are talking about Keaton returning as Batman, that's going to take up a large chunk of the show. So don't worry.
And we did it. There we go. Perfect.
That's right. We've got a value for money, but we've got also the death of Joel Schumacher, some reboot news. There's that new Marvel game that's coming out, a new Superman animated movie, some Jurassic Park casting, a bunch of other stuff that we've got to get to first. If you don't mind.
You're bringing back the preview of what's going to happen in the episode.
What do you think?
I liked it.
Now everyone's back on board. You know, it's some user-friendly stuff. There's time codes as well. Collings always puts them in. He's all over it.
Any listeners are like, who's Collings? His name's Rob Collings.
He's a man that we kidnapped and we make edit the show, all right?
It's just fortunate that he's so good at it.
I know, right? Yeah. We'd have to kill him otherwise.
Yep. Like we killed all the other people that we had to kill before we got to him.
So to kick the speaking of death.
That Seinfeld is a serial killer, by the way. So many people I had to kill before I got to you. George, now you're my friend. That's episode zero of Seinfeld.
Though. I love it. That's terrific. Could you think it'd be Kramer?
Yep, it's George.
I meant the serial killer.
The serial killer. Yeah.
Joel Schumacher has died.
You would not think it's definitely Jerry.
You're right. I mean, on the surface, at a surface glance,
you'd say it's Kramer, right?
But Kramer's also, like, everything you see of Kramer is him.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Not in real life.
Him,
there's a whole other thing going on there. I'm talking in the show. Anyway, Joel Schumacher, famed director, died at age 80 of cancer. People obviously know him a lot from his Batman movies, Batman Forever and
Batman and Robin.
And those are universally, I'd say there has been more love for them more recently.
Recently, yeah.
Because they are a kind of fun, campy throwback.
Well, he made exactly the movies he wanted to make there.
And the movies that the studio wanted him to make also.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's lucky that they lined up in a way that those two parties really, really meshed, and perhaps not so the audiences at the time.
That's
but
right.
Again, you know, again, it's It's an absolute modern day. They were at the time like an absolute modern day throwback to the 1960s yeah. versions that were silly and campy and like we're all having a fun time. As
and they're awful. Like, yeah. but they're supposed to be. I think.
That's camp. That's how it works.
That's camp. That's how it's a neon nightmare. But of course, you also did Lost Boys, Flatline is the first one, not the reboot.
Uh-huh.
Falling Down.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Which people seem to take the wrong message from. Mm-hmm. Tigerland, which is terrific.
Yeah, is that Colin Farrell?
That's Colin Farrell, as well as Phone Booth, which is another Colin Farrell joint. So he's done incredible work. Phantom of the Opera, which is a movie that I'm the only one that likes it. But
probably Joel Schumacher liked it as well.
I don't think he does.
Wow.
Jerry Butler is the Phantom.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Doesn't work. Why did they do it? I still like it.
I don't know.
Yeah, what I like about this guy, though, he didn't fuck around. Like, he's making movies.
I mean, you say that, but also he once claimed to have slept with 20,000 men. So I guess in a way he really did. So, and I say good on him, right?
Jesus, 20,000, that can't be right.
Well, that's what he said, so... I'm saying maybe that's not true, but that is reported as to what he said.
I mean,
said,
it would be I'd imagine it would be a staggering number.
Hmm.
Like if it wasn't 20,000, for him to go, I don't know, 20,000.
But again, this is one of those things where he was probably asked in an interview, and he just said, 20,000. Like he just it's one of those. Like if I don't give an answer, the fans will keep asking.
That's so. Right. Yeah. Just put it out there.
And then somebody be like, I've actually crunched the numbers. I find that perhaps that's not true.
Yeah. Anyway, so he did fuck around, but I'm talking with movies. Mm. He certainly did. And he's, you know, consistently really solid work over his career. Mm. So, you know, take that as you will, as a good thing of work that he did.
I will.
Yeah. Great. Terrific.
Thank you.
Mm. And also he apologized for Batman at one point, I think, but you don't need to.
In retrospect, yeah, you shouldn't have to.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Mm. I mean, you're dead. You can't.
You don't have to do anything at this point.
Yeah, that's right.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
Anyway, rest in peace, Joel Schumacher.
That's right. But here's something back from the dead.
Oh.
Joseph Kosinski, who was responsible for your favorite Tom Cruise sci-fi movie, Oblivion.
I still haven't seen that.
I like the movie Oblivion.
I'm going to check to see if it's on Netflix.
It's not, because you just said it. But,
FYI, this week, where the YouTube series Caravan of Garbage, we are
up early on BigSandwich.co.
We are covering a movie set in 2020 that also have an apocalypse theme. This week we're doing Edge of Tomorrow,
right,
which has been on Netflix since time immemorial.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I should probably just watch it on Netflix. It's not there.
No, it's not
gone.
There.
It's gone.
You're
it's
an
gone.
Idiot.
I am. Yeah, I know. I'm well aware. Let's see if Oblivion's on here. If it is, it'll be gone by the time I get home. So it's not. Elysium is on there.
Yep.
The Titan is on there. Inception's on there. Good movie.
They're a great trilogy of films.
I agree.
Which is The Titan?
I don't know. Let's have a look. I think it's a Netflix original. Right. It's a bleak future Earth, so it's definitely a Netflix original.
Yep.
A Soldier, Netflix original, endures a radical genetic transformation to save humanity. That's
Is this Sam Worthington?
Sam Worthington,
yeah, I know that one. Apparently, not good.
Okay, then, great.
He also did Tron Legacy, though, which is why I thought you might be interested.
Yeah, that's right.
He's going to be working on the Twister reboot.
Huh.
That movie that I don't like it, but I guess... We'll come back to it because maybe I will like it because I reckon of all the disaster movies, it's probably to be the one that I like the most because it's got Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman. It's got Helen Hunt. It's got Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's got Cary Elwes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's got a cow. Yes, I saw it.
I was going to ask if you saw, maybe finally if we reach this movie, you'll see
every now and then I'll get someone on Twitter be like, did you see the cow? Because, okay, for new listeners of the show, and maybe you're not, but why would you have heard this? But
this is the new listener episode.
That's right. New listeners. Here we go. That when I came out of Twister as a kid, and like I didn't like that. I didn't like that movie. And then they were like, the cow, did you see the cow? I'm like, the cow that flew across the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I saw it, and my opinion.
Well, that's a man who judges movies entirely on whether or not a cow flies across the screen. So.
That's right, exactly. So anyway, so a reboot of this. I guess you'd have to reboot it because two of the three leads in that are dead in real life.
Yep.
I guess, so you couldn't really do a sequel. True. Well, maybe you could. Yeah. I prefer sequel set after. That's where I'm at.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
Like long gestating sequels. And then they bring in new cast members that aren't as appealing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
Independence Day Resurgence is what I'm talking about specifically.
Yes.
It's Will Smith's son. Will Smith Bland.
So you're saying maybe in this we should have the son of the tornado from the previous movie.
Exactly, and he's out for revenge. Or he's a good guy. You know, he's turned it around. He's like, my dad didn't do a lot of good things.
Exactly.
He threw that cow.
Exactly. That's right. And everybody wants me to throw a cow, but I don't want to do it. But secretly, he doesn't have the confidence to throw a cow.
That's right.
Yeah.
But then at the end, he throws 100 cows.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
And he gets a bad rap these days because of climate change.
Of course.
But he was doing the tornado thing before climate change.
He was
change.
Well into it. You can't pin that on him.
That's right.
It's big business. That's what should be pointing the finger at. It should be tornadoes taking out big business.
Yep.
He whilst turns it dodging around solar farms.
That's exactly right.
Yep. But what if the sun doesn't shine? How do the solar farms work, Mason?
It's true. What if it's a slightly cloudy day? It's beyond the purview of this podcast. Let's not talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Batteries, by the way.
Just batteries people. Is the answer, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, Twister reboot, you?
Ah, okay, sure.
Great. Well, there he is. Come, you're fire, you
famously
come,
hot
you're
takes.
Coming in all guns blazing this week, are you?
Yes. I don't know. Yep.
I don't know, because I just feel like we've got, like, Mega Storm, Geo Shark.
Yeah, that's true.
Alien, Apoca, Volcano.
Maybe that's why people will want... Okay, so I can't really remember the original Twister. Was it... Did it feel like, at the time, did it feel like a bare-bones kind of realistic take?
I think so, yes.
Are there still storm chasers out there, or is everybody, like, taking a step back?
Yeah, because now it's like Tornado Heist.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this will be like back to basics.
Gunrunners in an earthquake.
This is the real stuff. We don't want none of this. No heists during a hurricane. Just a regular where it's just a bunch of people looking at a twister and going, "Yep,
look out, Kevin Costner."
I'm checking it down.
I got you again, Kevin Costner. Got you again. You got taken.
What is the narrative? The dramatic thrust of Twister.
Twister the movie, if I recall correctly. They're a twister team. They're storm chasers,
right?
Yeah, but they're not like the cool, sexy ones that carry elves.
Oh, he's on the sexy team.
He's on the sexy, cool team, and they're like, you don't know enough about twisters. And he's like, I know plenty about twisters, and I've stole your twister technology. Because what they want to do, they've got this like vat full of like beeping things. What are they called? They trackers. Uh-huh. And they got to get the twister to eat it up so it goes up inside so they get all the tornado data, right?
Oh, okay. So it's two research teams, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And that's what you have to do. You have to get all the data. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they're about. And they're like, okay. And then they get it at the end. They're like, look at all this data.
Okay, right.
You did it. Yeah. So not to spoil the movie Twister. Okay. 1995.
So I guess then the sequel is what? Or if it's a sequel, or I guess if it's a reboot, it's just
that.
We need more data.
It's because
exactly.
of climate change and they need more data.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, because the sequel would just be got the data from
You need
last
someone
time.
To punch. You know, like a big oil CEO who's like, I don't want you to get the data for twisters.
I'd personally prefer if you didn't get that data, actually.
And they're like, you son of a bitch. You know?
Yep, uh-huh.
That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he gets punched at the end.
Yeah, nice.
But then you don't find out afterwards. He sues everybody and they all go bankrupt.
Exactly,
yeah.
He's
a billionaire.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah. There's a new gameplay from Marvel's Avengers, the new game from the guys who made Tomb Raider, and you can play as all the different Avengers, and you and
big reveal. Come up,
sorry?
The big reveal.
The big reveal was
MODOK is in this.
Big face.
Yeah.
Big as you've ever seen.
Which I guess if you don't know anything about MODOK, you'd be that's a regular sized face. But what you don't know is that is in fact a big face attached to
tiny little legs.
Tiny legs and a floaty chair.
Yeah. So I didn't realize it was MODOK initially because I'd forgotten what his real name was, and I've forgotten again.
Mm-hmm. Gary MODOK.
Gary MODOK.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kamala Khan also. We get more gameplay from her and everybody else. It does look very...
Sorry, Marty MODOK. It's Marty MODOK.
That makes sense to me. And it's about Inhumans and how they're experimenting of them. But what about too much surveillance? What if the Avengers were framed?
That's right.
And you've got your Hulkbuster suits, Thor fights like the Kratos, it seems. From God of War. I was like, okay.
There's something off about it, right?
And I don't like the designs at all. There's a moment where they're all standing together and Black Widow's in a pair of tiny little sunglasses. What the fuck is this?
She's taken Affleck's goggles from Justice League. Yeah, there's something.
But to be honest, I don't care about the designs. It's not a problem.
No, once you're playing it,
really matter. And you can change them and whatever.
Exactly. As soon as this game comes out, there'll be, you know, you'll be able to get, I assume, you know, comic accurate. Comics,
some you can
outfits,
upgrade to class, and some you can buy class, in store.
Oh, incredible.
Imagine buying a game and then buying more things for
I
that
love
game.
It. Just the very concept of it.
Yeah.
So good.
Mm.
I think the Iron Man suit looks good.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, Tony Stark looks a lot like Billy Ray Cyrus. All the male characters look a little bit like Billy Ray Cyrus.
Why is their hair getting out of control?
Don't know.
Are they in a lockdown?
And it's, like, and it's because they're too close to the movies.
They're too close to the movies.
But exactly. not enough. I feel maybe they should have gone like with Tony Stark. They should have gone with like tweedly little 60s mustache Tony Stark again.
Like slick and slim.
Yeah, right.
Cool as you like. Mm. Yeah, the weird hair, it's not working for him.
Right.
Maybe he gets a haircut. But that's not look, honestly though, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
And I am still excited for it. But I can't say
I'm gonna get it unless
Universally like this.
Well, that's the thing. I probably will not get it day one or pre-order it.
I never pre-order anything.
No, it'll be a case of see what day one reviews are like, and then you sort of classify the reviews as
who are they coming from?
Who are they coming from? Are they from rabid fanboys? What'll happen?
Marvel haters.
You get rabid fanboys, you get rabid haters, and then you get official reviews that are clearly like they got like a press junket, they got a bunch of stuff for free.
Yeah.
And then you aggregate them all and you get an average and you go, okay, is this... And then you just ask your friends, is this game good? And they're like, well, not really. And you go, okay, I probably won't get it then.
And review copies often don't have all the DLC, all the extra stuff, like the monetized stuff in it.
Yeah, right.
As well. So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so I'll probably wait a couple of days and see what happens. Then I'll buy it.
Yeah, and then because you want to see them all standing together looking dumb.
Yeah, exactly right.
I mean, there's stuff in it, like, I think... Like Thor's hammer, that little stuff looks good, and you can fly, and the different suits, and the Hulkbuster, and sure, but yeah, there's something that I'm like, I should love this, and I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I am looking forward to it,
and but we're also kind of not. See, that's the thing; it's operating in limbo.
We haven't had a.
But again, I felt that way probably about the Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
Game. Maybe
I was well on board for that.
Okay, right.
At all points in time,
but also I had not played previous. You know, Spider-Man games. So I was like, well, how is this going to work?
Well, turns out except for the fall damage, I'm with you. There's no sense of like, you can die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, also, there's rumors that...
this should just have an ominous sense that you could die at any moment. Yeah. Just like
life.
You can just feel something behind you. Maybe if you played in, you know, PlayStation VR, there's just always the sense there's somebody behind you.
Yeah.
Like with a gun.
Like a shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. There was also rumors that Rocksteady are working on a Suicide Squad game, and that's what they're going to unveil. I don't know. I'd rather something less ground-based.
Yeah, okay, sure.
But, yeah, look, if it's good, it's good. Great.
Yeah.
If it's even true. Speaking of Superman, though, Superman Man of Tomorrow, a new trailer.
I'd like a Green Lantern game.
Yeah.
Where you have
is a Green Lantern game from 2011.
Oh, then apparently I don't want
that. Apparently it's
fine. Okay. I want a Green Lantern game where you have to, like, draw your ring constructs in real time. While people are attacking
you. On a stylus.
Yeah, on a stylus, exactly. That's right. So people are just drawing green dongs and throwing them at
Yeah, that's what you do. I do. Yeah, yeah. Superman Man of Tomorrow. It's a new animated film.
You know what I guess you could do? I guess you could build Green Lantern constructs ahead of time.
Yes.
Like you could go, I want to build like a ram skull or whatever and shoot that at people.
Yeah.
You could build
a Ramstein, the band.
Yeah. You
get them to rock
I've
out.
Drawn the entirety of the band Ramstein.
All 4 to 17 members.
Exactly. They've all got the dongs that shoot fire or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
what
Ramstein are all, Ramstong.
Ramstong.
That's what they're all about. But no, you could go, okay, well, maybe you have an attack model or a defense model and a whatever model, and you can...
Yeah, and you can build the shield and it can be a big brick wall or a
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I think that's
a very
cool idea.
And then I guess that could work in a multiplayer mode. You could be like, hey, look what I got,
everybody. No, you pay for it.
You pay, exactly. That's true.
You idiot.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
It's my mistake there.
Anyways, new trailer for Superman Man of Tomorrow. This is kind of the new continuity potentially because they finished the old one that's kind of all wrapped up.
Oh, so is this the animated continuity? Is this also the comic book continuity? It's not.
No, it's like a newish.
And the premise of this seems to be that before Clark Kent was Superman, he was a man of tomorrow.
He had glasses, like goggles.
Goggles are a big thing this episode.
Yeah.
I guess because, you know, one question that is often asked about Superman in a lot of contexts is, and in Man of Steel specifically, is why is Kid Clark Kent wearing a cape?
Yeah.
Because he wants to look like Superman.
Yes.
But Superman didn't exist before Superman.
Maybe.
He's remembering old Superman serials.
Yes. Of course he does. He was in them.
But in this, I guess what he is dressing as is sort of a throwback to sort of old pulp heroes.
Yeah.
Like the Aviator specifically.
Like a guy who would run across the wing of a biplane to
punch
the Kaiser or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay, I could see that. So it's the cast I really like. It's Darren Criss as Superman. Zachary Levi as Lex Luthor. By the way, should real life that. He'd be great Lex Luthor. He's Spock.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And Alexandra Daddario as Lois Lane. There's some other cast members in there.
Zachary Levi, you know, you're thinking of Zachary Quinto.
I am thinking of Zachary.
Zachary Levi is Shazam.
Yeah, maybe I am thinking of that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's Zachary Quinto. I wrote that wrong. I apologies to you, Mason.
Thank you.
But no one else.
Thank you.
So yeah, it's also got Neil Flynn, who is the janitor from Scrubs. So there you go. Who's he playing? I don't know. But yeah, I this looks good. I like the art style of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I'm going to watch this one. I kind of fell off a lot of these. Uh-huh. I didn't watch Red Sun. I didn't watch the last Justice League one. I think, yeah, I haven't watched one in a while. So yeah, I think I'm on board for this.
Looks, yeah, it looks pretty solid. And he does, yeah, it's interesting because it's also another one that's establishing there are other heroes in this universe before him. So yeah. Martian Manhunter's in this.
That's right. Lobo's in this.
He's facing off against Lobo. Mm. Is that the main thrust of this?
I think it's Parasite maybe, trailer.
Oh, yeah, it is too. Yeah. So maybe
which is from the comic something. I can't remember.
Great.
Remember the one where he visits Lex in jail? But I think they already animated that one.
Lex's Fun Prison Adventures. Yeah,
yes, that's right.
We've all read it, exactly. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm lifting weights and that's why I'm better than Superman. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Don't remember what the comic is.
Oh, do you mean All-Star Superman?
You mean, yeah, yes, probably. Which they made into a movie?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Cool. I think the last one I watched was Gotham by Gaslight, and I didn't like the ending, I think. Or I just watched clips of it on YouTube. J. Jonah Jameson.
Yes.
He's back, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy who plays him.
Go on.
Eric Stoltz said that. The fuck's his name? I can't remember.
Look it up then, it's fine.
No, tell me, what's his name?
I also can't remember.
Come on! J.K. Simmons.
There we go.
He said there's one more JJ appearance in the can.
Do you know what it's short for? Just kidding, Simmons.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's not true, though, is it?
No.
Yeah.
I lied to you.
And from what I'm hearing, there's a plan for yet another. So
you might think that I've attempted a joke there, but actually it was just a flat-out lie that I directed at you and hoped.
Lies can be jokes.
I hoped you wouldn't pick up on it.
Yeah.
And then you would go out into the world and you would say, did you know?
Yeah.
You'd say to your friends and workmates, the dog. Did you know that J.K. Simmons' real name is Just Kidding Simmons? And they'd beat you up. That's what I hoped for. Well, they'd be so incensed by your ignorance.
That's a good joke / lie.
Yeah.
Here's a joke. Mm-hmm. It's not a good joke. This is a guy I met once. It's not a good story, but here we go. I met him and he was awful. Like just an awful. You know, you meet a guy and you're like the worst.
And then we became the best of friends. No, the story's
Mason.
About me.
No, Mason. And he kind of got worse over the night, and I'm like, I hope I never see this guy again.
Mm-hmm.
He made us pay.
And then it was your dad.
Yeah, he was driving, and he made us pay for the petrol and then didn't drop us home, dropped us at a bus stop. That kind of guy.
Okay, well, what era was this? Like, I reckon.
Oh, it was like 22, 21, I guess, 22.
Okay, right. I reckon like 18, 19, if somebody's like, do you have some
no,
have
I'll some money petrol money, sure, of course, but don't leave me
no, that's,
fucking
that
bus
is,
stop.
That's bold.
Yeah. He also, okay, another story about this guy. He had a spare set of notes that he printed off for university. And my other friend, he said, oh, do you want these? And he goes, oh, yeah, if you're not using them. And he goes, that'll be 30 cents.
Oh, for the it's photocopy, like,
yeah,
for the printing,
like, okay,
wow.
Okay, right. Uh-huh. Yeah, so he's that guy. Anyway.
What's he up to these days?
I have no idea. His last name's Jackman. I can't remember his first name. But as soon as
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, as soon as I met him, he goes, oh, my cousin's Hugh Jackman. And I go, oh, really? And he goes, no. And I'm like, all right.
Like you're an idiot.
Yeah, like I'm an idiot for, you know. It's a great joke, man.
And he's a good joke. Yeah.
Anyway, I hope he's dead for real. All right, in other news. Because people can be replaced, Mason, as the Hollywood Reporter reporting, with AI. Because Erica, an AI robot, has been cast in as a lead in the $70 million sci-fi epic titled B. This will be the first movie.
The letter B?
Yep. This will be the first.
That'll be good to Google. Yeah, it'll be good and fun.
I'm sure it'll be something else at some point. This will be the first movie to rely on an artificially intelligent robot actor. Production will begin in 2021.
A robot actor.
A robot actor.
Like a CGI?
I'll read it to you.
Okay.
In other methods of acting, this is the people behind it, actors involve their own life experience in the role. But Erica has no life experiences. She was created from scratch to play the role. We had to simulate her emotions and emotions through one-on-one sessions, such as controlling the speed of her movements, talking through her feelings and coaching character development and body language.
Okay, but so it's a robot.
I don't know.
So well, here's the thing. Like,
I guess
you could say, like, you could go, okay, well, if it's got artificial intelligence and it's got a 3D model, you could say it's a robot even if it only exists in a
it
computer.
It says AI robot.
Huh.
So I assume it's a robot.
Right, but like also, you know, bots on the internet, they're technically robots.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
They follow a script and they...
It says AI robot. Okay, yeah, right. She looks like, yeah, she's a robot. I'm looking at her face. Oh. It's very upsetting.
Good. Can you spin that around?
You don't want this, but I'll do it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to Google it on my phone, so... Huh, yeah, no, that's, I don't like
and
it.
You're at a distance.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't like it at all.
I mean, they'd have to work into the story that she's a robot, right? Because they're not going to be like, she's getting ready for work.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't, like the start of Devil Wears Prada, she's putting her boots on and no, I don't.
Just some good editing, I guess.
I guess.
Like you just, yeah, awful anyway, I hate it.
Good. I'm glad.
Also, way to have an actual actor out of work now.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
But then maybe this movie would, whatever movies they make with this character wouldn't be made unless unless it's a novelty.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Remember Lars and the Real Girl?
Yeah.
It wasn't a robot, but
no. Yeah, no, what about her?
Yeah, her. Mm. And that wasn't a robot either.
Nope.
These are good examples. I'm going to say a line from a movie.
Yes.
And you're going to tell me what it's from because it's a very
famous
movie.
Do I have
any
more thoughts about this creepy robot?
Mm.
No, I don't like it. What if you, would it be fun is if they built in an algorithm so from time to time she flubs her lines and they have to go again. Like imagine if they're like, oh, you know what, the best thing about robots is they're, you know, always perfect, aren't they? And then she comes out and she's like, she can't operate the door, you know, to go into the scene. And then she's like, oh, yeah, so
sorry,
it's, I forgot my, what's the other character's name? I forgot. Oh, sorry, everyone, sorry.
Just,
and there's just
robot, holding up.
There's just robot grips and robot camera operators that are like, ugh. Because they're the consummate professionals, right? They're the consummate professionals and they're always annoyed.
People just assume that they always get their job right. That's what they have to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous, Mason, is what I'm saying.
Anyway, actors. You're going to say a line from a movie.
Okay. Dogson.
Sorry?
We've got Dogson here.
Dogson.
Dogson.
Is this a movie that's come out that I've
yes,
seen?
Yes, yes.
We've got Dogson here.
Yes.
Have I seen this movie?
Yes, you have. It's a very famous movie.
We've got dogs in
it. It's one of the biggest movies of all time.
Got dogs.
It's dog. It's actually it's Dodgson. Dodgson.
We've got dogs in here.
Yes.
Am I saying it like they're saying it in the movie?
Yeah. Okay. The Dennis Nedry is talking to him.
Oh, I see. Jurassic Park.
He's the guy he goes to meet in Jurassic Park.
And he gives him the
shaving cream.
Yeah,
thing.
Right.
Anyway, that the role has been recast for the newest Jurassic World.
Won't have it.
Well, you're willing to say.
No.
I would.
No. That's compromised the artistic integrity of that movie and the character of Dogson.
You're gonna walk. Like you're gonna walk that back in about 30 seconds.
Oh,
I guarantee.
Okay, well.
But Campbell Scott's going to be playing him this time. I think he played Peter Parker's father in Amazing Spider-Man. They recast the role because sex offender Cameron Thor, who played him originally, is in prison for sex offences to children.
Huh. Well, this has put me in quite the spot because, as you know...
You were pretty staunch on that,
I'm
weren't
very
you?
Staunch on, you know, obviously, if they recast that character, my personal free speech has been, it's been trodden on there.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't like that, obviously. Mm. But then you said the sex offences, so I guess I'm going to have to...
And he's literally in jail.
Literally in jail, so he can't be... Does that mean they're Wayne Knight is back for a Jurassic Park movie?
No, he was murdered, remember?
Not necessarily.
No, he was murdered. He was eaten by a dinosaur.
I think they should bring him back.
He got acid all over him and he was eaten in a car.
He can be loud and
scar. Just a skull.
Yeah, just a skull. Exactly. That's right. It's just a skull. Somebody's put
it could be the
written
GIF.
Nedry. Yeah. Somebody's written Nedry on Sharpie on the back of the skull.
He's the GIF.
He's the GIF, yeah.
But you could bring him back as a 90s AI.
Perfect.
So, yeah, I think...
I'm trapped in a computer. I'm in this hellhole.
That's right.
My life is a nightmare. I've been in here for decades.
So I didn't know this guy was awful. But when I saw that the character was back, I'm like, oh, cool, because he's a pretty pivotal role in the first book as well. And I like the throwbacks to the original Jurassic Park stuff that they do. The fact that they've got, what's his name? The scientist.
B.D. Wong.
B.D. Wong's back. I like that as well. Yeah. He's gone mad over time.
Wait, so what was Dodgson's role? Because he gives...
He was from another corporation who wanted to steal secrets.
And he gives Nedry the shaving cream can that he's supposed to put the DNA samples in. Mm-hmm. But that never gets back to Dodgson, presumably.
No. But he's still out there.
Just dodging responsibility. Yeah.
That's what he's about. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, everything caught up with him in the end. The real-life guy, because he's in jail for being a horrible creep.
Yeah. The character's catchphrase, obviously... Time to dodge, son. That's how he escapes.
So he did it.
Yeah.
But not in real life.
He's been doing it for decades.
That's right. But not in real life again. No, they got him, which is good. Bad news for the Tenet community. The Tenet community?
Tenet community, yes.
Yes. Milan looks like it's going to be pushed back as well because that comes out the week before. But
the Tenets. They should be called the Tenets, like the Rockets.
I know. People say it like it's Tenant, right?
Like a Tenet.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's not spelt like that. If it was Tenant, it would be T-E-N-E-N-T.
James, you're stepping over the idea that people who are excited for the movie Tenet like they wave pom-poms.
Yes.
They dress in like three-piece suits like Christopher Nolan does.
Oh, sorry. I'm but stepping over there. Sorry. I apologize.
They're like the Rockettes.
I don't know who the Rockettes are.
They're like the bloody, they're like a dance troupe.
Are they still around?
Imagine cheerleaders.
I know cheerleaders. Say, are they still around?
Probably.
Great. I'll Google it after the show.
Thank you. You won't.
No, I won't.
Great.
So it looks like that, according to THR, the Hollywood Reporter, Warner Brothers is committing to bring Tenet to the Rockettes to audience in theaters on the big screen when exhibitors blah, 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 blah. We're choosing to open the movie midweek to allow audience, et cetera, and so forth. So it looks like it's going to be moving to August 12th. So pushed back a couple of weeks because of rising coronavirus cases. This was very much a possibility. It's also said most analysts think that they're actually going to move this back to December, which is going to take Dune's date, which will probably leave.
Not Dune's day.
It's going to move to Dune.
Ooh.
What do you think of that?
I love it.
Yeah. So that's not unexpected, and I wouldn't be surprised if it happens again. What do you think?
I agree. I think it was wildly optimistic.
Just let us watch it on a smartwatch, Christopher Nolan.
Right, exactly.
I'll buy a smartwatch for it. What's wrong with this guy?
Just let me watch it on the screen of my GPS as I drive a motorcycle into a tunnel. Let me do that.
Yeah, so we were going to do some, we were going to do some Christopher Nolan movies, weren't we, for
Caravan
of Garbage, but I don't know. We'll shuffle some things around.
Let's do it.
Yeah, not surprising. Ultimately disappointing. Wear a mask, I guess. Just
stay indoors when you can.
Stay indoors when you can. Wear a mask. They actually do work. I know there's people saying that.
Don't hug
work,
your family. You don't want to anyway.
No, you don't want to. You don't even like that guy. Have you seen him before? He sucks.
That guy sucks.
I mean, because when you're a kid, he sucked. But now you're older and you can see it way more clearly.
That's right. Yeah.
He really
sucks.
When you're
a kid, you're like, there's something I don't like it, but I can't. Everybody else seems to like it. But then you grow up and you're like, oh, no one liked him. They were just pretending.
Yeah. And he's still here for some reason.
The difference is
you can shove him. You can shove him now.
That's right.
Anyway, so there we go. So Milan as well will be delayed. Yeah, yeah. So let's just live our lives, right, Mason?
I think so.
Variety have actually given a release window for the Snyder Cut. Excited for release date?
Sometime in 2021, is that it?
Early to mid 2021.
Oh, my goodness.
Just in that 6-month window. What do you think of that?
I like it.
You free?
Yep. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Am I free to be at my home at some point in that 6 months and watch it, presumably? Well, we don't have HBO Max, but presumably you'll send me a copy.
I'll send you a copy.
Yeah.
I'll do a
you've acquired legally.
Thing. That's
and
right.
You've purchased two copies and we'll both watch it.
I will go out of my way to pay for this movie unless it's on Foxtel.
Yeah, then I
in
won't.
Which case I will. I don't know what I'll do.
Mm.
Nothing illegal. That's
yeah, that's
for
right.
certain.
Huh.
Before we do the main topic of the week, Mason, could you just quickly shout out and thank you to all the people at BigSandwich.co. They went over there. There's a few things you get. It's $9 a month, which works out. We couldn't work out how much that is a week. We don't know, do we?
No, there's no way.
Because if it was $10, it was $2.50.
That's right.
So we can't do $9.
Less than $2.50 a
week. Less than $2.50 a week. But what is, we don't know.
That's right.
So for that.
Could we somehow liken it to like something millennials like avocado toast? It's less than an avocado toast, presumably.
Because they're bloody $9 these days, aren't they? Which is coincidentally the price of the. Is this too much?
anyway. That's the correct amount. No.
So anyway, you get an ad-free feed because a lot of people are like, we hate the Acast noise, as in this noise. Collings put it in probably. Or he didn't.
Is that the noise?
That's right. Ad-free feed. There's a bonus podcast. We got.
Hey, it's us at Acast.
A bonus podcast. We got this covered, which looks at clickbait articles. Every fourth week, there's a commentary track
That's
up there.
Right.
There's early episodes of the show, early videos, all in a feed up there, including my other podcast, Less Successful, Suggestible, which you can check out.
Have you changed the name?
Yeah, Less Successful, Suggestible.
Nice.
That's right. Do you like it?
Yeah.
The logo's much worse, but I'm committed to it. Yeah. It's linked below if people want.
We'd very much appreciate it. Yeah. And thank you everybody who signed up so far. Mm. It means a lot.
It really does. Because the economy might collapse. So thanks. Yeah. Not a joke. Good.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Yeah.
The Wrap have reported that Michael Keaton is in early talks to reprise his role from Multiplicity. He's back with all his different characters.
Wow. Mr. Mom.
Yes.
He's in talks to reprise all his characters. We're in a Keaton extravaganza. We're in the Keatonaissance.
We certainly are, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
But no, we're of course talking about Batman. He's Batman returning. He's Batman returning for the role that made him very rich. I was going to say famous. He was already famous, but it made him extraordinarily rich, which makes me think if he is signing on for this, he's going to be even more extraordinarily rich. Do you remember what it was? It was like a $30 million deal for the second one or something like that.
I think he was offered $50 million for three, Batman Forever. And he was like,
I'm rich already.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm going to do Multiplicity and then bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's right. He said, I'll never put on the cape and cowl again until Joel Schumacher dies.
That's right.
That's how much I dislike the concept for Batman Forever.
Yeah, so apparently the idea is that he's going to be positioned similarly to Nick Fury. He's going to have an understanding and looking over the multiverse. And there was also a rumor a few weeks back that Henry Cavill was going to be cameoing as a Nick Fury type.
Right.
Are they all just going to be small cameos in other movies? Is that the idea? We're putting together a team. My team or your team? A different team.
Do you want to join the Justice League? I thought I was in the Justice League.
No, this is the real Justice League.
We didn't formalize it last time. Nobody signed any contracts last time, so.
That's right. So we're locking you in.
Nobody specifically said we're all in the Justice League in the last one, so.
There was no hands-in moment.
That's right.
As far as I'm aware. So what I think happened here, I think originally this role was supposed to be Ben Affleck's, and he was going to be the Tony Stark kind of esque character that would kind of the linchpin of the universe. And they don't have that anymore.
No.
So who do you get back? You know what I mean? Who do you get to? Who's a huge name which would get a lot of Hollywood goss? People would be on board. They like, you know, they like him as an actor and as a person. This is an excellent choice to kind of lead your universe. I don't know necessarily it fits narrative wise, but I can absolutely see the thinking here.
So what are we doing here? Are we saying that Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne is going to be replacing Ben Affleck's Bruce Wayne?
No. So what they're saying, or mate, in a sense, but what they're saying is in the Flashpoint movie, which is probably still coming out, and Ezra Miller is probably still the Flash for now, let's say. That when he goes to save his mother from being murdered, which frees his dad from prison.
The plot of the movie, the plot of the storyline Flashpoint, which we have already seen in comic books and animated series and the TV series The Flash. So we all know exactly how it's going to go, and yet they are making this movie and we're going to see it anyway.
And Ezra Miller is in the TV series as well at one point, if we all recall correctly.
Is it, but do you find, do you, look, do you just, do you find it odd that we all know exactly, if they make this movie, we all know exactly how it's going to go. Like frame by frame at this point.
Yeah.
We could probably, well, if they confirm it, we could probably just do an episode where we just explain how the movie is going to go.
Beat for beat, yeah.
Beat for beat, and we'll probably be right. And yet, they're still making it. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, I think they're also working in new elements that make it different. I mean, putting Keaton Batman in alone changes a lot of things. We don't know whether we're going to do the Atlantean Amazonian war. We don't, well, probably, I'd imagine, but we don't really know what we're getting. Yes, I see what you're saying. And yes, but I think it's like with the Winter Soldier. The Winter Soldier, the comic, isn't the Winter Soldier, the movie.
That is true.
So, but it, yes, it is odd in a sense.
But they didn't do an animated version of the Winter Soldier beforehand and a TV series that covered it quite comprehensively for a season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, fair point. Yet.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. So the idea is that he's stepping into an alternate dimension. Instead of it being like in the comics, Bruce Wayne's father who took on the mantle of Batman for some reason when his son died. How'd that work?
We don't know.
It's that Batman curse that we talked about from previous weeks. But yeah, and it's going, so he's going to step into the Burton dimension, which consists of just Batman 1989 and Batman Returns. So it's that definitively that universe, which means that I guess he's married to Catwoman because that was sort of confirmed in the Crisis episodes.
Yeah,
do you remember?
I do remember that.
Which would work on its own. Do you think though that Batman having 30 years to be a better Batman? Because look, those are very stylish and fun movies that I enjoy for the most part. But you'd have to really change that guy up to have a handle on the multiverse. I mean, he's had 30 years.
Well, that's the thing. I reckon, if anything, that universe is probably absolute madness at this point. You know what? Because the first two were pretty crazy.
They were pretty crazy, weren't they?
Yeah. And it's a big style. That the first two are like, they're less so than the Schumacher ones.
Yeah.
But they are still this big stylized universe. You know, he's got the bat wing. He's got the bat.
You mean less neon, I'd imagine.
There's less neon, certainly. But yeah, I mean, it's still this, you know, they were released in the 80s and the early 90s, but they had this very strange, anachronistic, sort of out of time style.
Yes.
So what does that look like in 2021, 2022?
Yeah, you'd Blade Runner 2049 it, where you'd kind of keep elements of the universe and move it forward, I'd imagine. Yeah. Do you think he'd still be Batmaning? I'd like to think that he would be.
Yeah,
I don't want to get there and he's like, I'm retired and I don't do this anymore. It's like, what are we even here for then?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Get out of here.
Yeah, but I don't know if I like the idea of making it the exact Burton version. I like the idea of tweaking it slightly so he's kind of more comic booky, I guess. And I think it being 30 years on, you'd be able to do that where he's figured out the multiverse and they have their own Superman and whatever else is going on.
Yeah, because there was never any overtly supernatural elements to the first two.
No.
I don't believe it. Well, there was certainly no...
I mean, there's weird gas and comic book
tropes, but there was never any implication that there were, you know, visitors from another world and Amazonian magic or anything like that. None of that. But I mean, you know, but there is potential for it.
Yeah. It would be strange if they went back and it was exactly the same.
Yeah. I would like to see just people say, okay, well, what if there was a Superman in that universe? What would he look like?
Yeah.
Would he be very gothy? I hope so.
Eyeliner fringe, you get Tobey Maguire.
It was there at one point. Burton was attached to direct a Superman Lives movie. So you get those designs.
Talking about Nick Cage,
straight in. Yes,
you could You could. That's not a terrible idea.
I mean, you don't get.
I mean,
Nicolas
it's a terrible
Cage.
Idea.
You don't get Nicolas Cage.
Why not though?
I mean, I guess you could.
That would be pretty something else. I mean, you wouldn't.
No.
What if you did?
Right. But you get those designs and modernize that. Get that design and modernize it.
Yeah. Exactly. People are also questioning, well, what does that mean for the Robat Battenbat Batman, which is his Batman nickname? There is no briefer way to say that than what
Absolutely
I've just said.
Absolutely not. That's right.
Yeah. So
otherwise, people will be confused. Who are we talking
about?
Very
confused.
We're talking about Robert Pattinson.
Yes.
In his role as Robat Battenbat.
That's right. So that's in its own universe in the way that the Joker is. So it's a self-contained world kind of going on there. And I guess if you are doing multiverse stuff, you could eventually skip on over to that and see what he's up to, riding a motorbike in a cemetery or whatever we've seen from that. From that movie so far, which I'm okay with. I like the idea of separate universes.
That's right.
Because if you look at like the Nolan
Batman, Tombstone Jumper.
That's right.
That's what it's called. That's what the movie's called now.
But if you look at like the Nolan movies, they're not set anywhere else. This is a Batman-only universe where all the weird stuff happens around him and that's it, really. Yeah.
What if Superman's just a guy who lived in the sewer?
Yes.
He's like, it's me, I'm Sewer Man. And people are like, Superman? And he's like, no, you misheard. But then it's too late.
They already printed it.
They already printed it on the old-timey printing press. Gotham Gazette.
Yeah.
It's Superman, the man from the sewers. We refuse to print a retraction.
There was also stories that Jeffrey Dean Morgan was going to come back. And we talked about this recently. And he was going to play Bruce Wayne's father who survived in this alternate reality.
Yes.
Which is set up perfectly from Batman v Superman. I think that's a great casting choice and probably not an accident that you get somebody like that. But because they can get Michael Keaton, apparently they're like, fuck all that. Like, we're not doing any of that. Look, but I think there'd be a way to, they probably won't.
And Jeffrey Dean Morgan has been sitting up the back of Hall H at Comic-Con for years now. Just waiting for the announcement.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it's Thomas Wayne. It's Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's like, yeah, my time to shine.
He's got his version of the bat symbol on the t-shirt.
He's printed it up himself. And then he just looks and the janitor just opens the door to the exit. And he's like, oh, nuts.
But look, I know that would be more exactly like the comic, but isn't there something to that where you step into another dimension and it's Bruce Wayne's father and then you've got that connection between the two Batmen? Because if The Flash comes back and he goes, Bruce Wayne, I met another version of you. And he's like, great.
Right, cool,
But there's that moment where he comes back and he passes him the letter from his dad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That being said, Affleck's coming back, so he couldn't really do that anyway. But, yeah, it's kind of a shame that Jeffrey Dean Morgan wouldn't be doing it. Because I think I'd rather see a sequel to
Does that rule out a cameo for him?
No, not necessarily. Hmm. But I think I'd rather see a Burton sequel set now that was even melded into some kind of futuristic Batman Beyond universe because Batman Beyond is an extension of the animated series.
Yes.
And that's kind of a gothic nightmare, that show.
Yeah.
Less so than the movies. Uh-huh. That becomes this neon future.
Uh-huh.
And I think that would be interesting to do Batman Beyond in that universe. And he's the old Bruce Wayne and there's a Terry McGinnis Batman showing up.
You know what also would be a little bonus from this universe if we carry on the Burtonverse?
Mm.
A certain Billy Dee Williams as Two-Face.
That would be fantastic.
Right?
So
would he do it? I don't know.
He'd definitely do it. So it'd be done by now, right? We wouldn't get his origin now, 80-year-old Billy Dee Williams.
No.
That would be cruel, throwing acid in the face of an 80-year-old man.
Yeah, I think he would be an established villain.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. So there's also been rumors that they are going to do a Batman Beyond. So maybe they still will. Maybe they'll introduce him and then they'll do Terry McGinnis down the line.
Uh-huh.
But just the idea of seeing Keaton suiting up again as Batman is pretty exciting. And sure, he was from the era where he wasn't very big and he's not as tall as Batman. Yeah. But it ultimately doesn't matter at this point.
And you know what they could also do is this is rampant speculation at this point, but why not?
Sure.
You could just sort of repurpose Batman the Animated Series villains and put them back into the Burtonverse. If you want a 1980s Batman, Mr. Freeze,
yes,
chuck it in there.
Absolutely.
Riddler, put him in there.
Put him in there. I've done a video on what Burton's Batman 3 was going to be, which will be linked below. But they were also going to do a follow-up comic more recently to this.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and which they ended up scrapping. And there's some amazing artwork that they were going to do for it. And it's essentially what happened in this universe after we stopped looking at it and all the likenesses of the characters were used and everything.
James, I never stopped looking at it.
Yes, I know you didn't, Mason. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think this opens up some exciting possibilities, but also there's a million ways you could fuck this up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and we're going to see him.
We're going to see him. Maybe. I don't know. I think Warner Brothers are making some really good steps, genuinely. And, you know, you can have the Snyder Cut happening and the Batman happening and Batman Beyond and, you know, Ed Keaton's back. You can do it all.
Audiences, I think, at this point are savvy enough to, they've seen Spider-Verse. Exactly. They can say, okay, well, we just want to see some good Batman stories. They don't necessarily have to be connected.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And one more rumor off the back of this. Grace Randolph has said that Ryan Reynolds might be back as Green Lantern cameoing in
Zack Snyder's Justice League, right?
Sure.
Why not?
He'd probably do it.
Yeah.
They probably have some footage of him in front of a green screen they could just use anyway from then.
I think you mean Ryan Reynolds debuting as Green Lantern.
Yes, of course.
Because according to him and Taika Waititi, that movie
What's anyone talking about?
Right, uh-huh.
Yeah. They're trying to Mandela effect us, and I'm not having it, quite frankly.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm curious, though, if people think this is a good idea and what version of this would they like to see? Because there's any number of ways it could go. I'm of the mindset of, you know, of doing a Batman Beyond movie,
mm-hmm.
but it's really, you know, what do people want to see? I mean, in the suit, obviously, in his big muscular suit.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
He looks good in it.
A man who has to turn his entire body when he wants to look left and right. Do you think they'll update the suit?
They would have to, right? Yeah. That'd be a great gag about it. It'd be like, you know, when I first started, I wore Nike shoes, which he did,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't even turn my head.
And I've kept that. I love not being able to turn my head, so I've kept it in the suit.
I kill 40 men a year also.
That's right, without turning my head. It's quite the feat. I'm loving it.
We just got to accept that all Batmen are murderers now, I guess.
Yep.
Except Clooney. Never murdered anyone.
Huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Something to think about.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
He would have been a great Batman in a different movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Next thing?
Yes.
Is this going to be long enough, Mason? This might be a shorter one. What have I done to people? Here we go. Mason, I would hate for this episode to run short. You know what I mean?
Go on.
Well, I just think that maybe we should put in a surprise segment that we do every now and then. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
I guess we just have to skip it this week. Just kidding, Mason.
Wow, what?
It's hate mail.
Oh, my God.
But the hate has an eight in it.
And our irregularly recurring segment we enjoy?
Yeah.
We enjoy the toll on our minds,
don't we? I
think
people enjoy it more than we enjoy it.
Maybe.
No, I enjoy it.
I enjoy it a lot, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. So the idea is, for those who don't know, because this is the new Listeners Week podcast, as we've established, every now and then I'll take 8 bits of hate mail from YouTube comments and then bring them over here to read them out. But it's never 8 and it's always hate.
It's always hate.
It's often more. You might get some stuff in here related to our recent caravan of garbages on, say, Batman v Superman and Man of Steel. But it's a smattering of bits and pieces.
Sometimes it's just lunacy.
Sometimes it's weird, bad takes. There's a lot going on here.
It's always good. It always feels fresh.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah. I also... there was one that was so racist, I'm like, I actually can't read this out because I'll probably... Yeah, so I'll save that one for you. Okay, but yeah, I was like, wow.
Towards us?
No.
Well, that makes sense because, yeah.
So yeah, this is from... please don't attack these people, by the way. Just ignore them or mute them or whatever. You don't need any of this in your life. All Purpose Channel says, look, dude... Oh, this is about Justice League.
Side note, he's called All Purpose Channel.
Yes.
Does that mean he has his own channel?
Presumably.
Somebody let us know what it is.
He's cooking eggs. He's fixing a bike tire.
Oh,
he does it all.
Simultaneously.
Yeah,
wow.
That's right, yeah.
And he never gets it right.
No. So this is about Justice League and Batman v Superman and the Snyder Cut. Look, dude, it was completed, but in post-production when he left. He shot all the scenes he needed. He's probably going to redo Steppenwolf, Parademons, CGI look. That's why it's going to take extra time and money. If you guys don't want to watch it, then fuck off. But you are just a hater and probably Marvel fanboy. So that's pretty standard stuff.
I thought we'd open
with something traditional.
And I think it's very sort of straight down the line in the sense that I'm sure we said all that.
Mm.
Like, I'm sure we did say he did film it.
Yeah.
And he'll probably...
He'll fix some stuff.
And finish it in post.
I think that one is from that Snyder Cut video we did, which is an excerpt from the podcast.
Where we said those exact things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is from Chaos is Coming, and it's a picture
That always makes me wonder what their jumping off point was there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, where did they stop listening?
I think it was the title. Which
would
is
have
like,
been the title, yes.
Will the Snyder Cut be good? Question mark. But yeah, we don't know yet.
We don't know, yeah.
Could be. This is from Chaos is Coming, and the logo is the Jared Leto Joker. Feel that?
Yeah.
I love YouTube. I rarely dislike videos, but looking at the title of this
video... That's all we need to know.
this is our jumping off point. But looking at the title of this video, you calling Man of Steel garbage is what I think of this channel now. When I first saw the movie, I never liked Superman, but it made me a fan of him. I felt something I've never felt before when I watched this movie. I had tears, emotion. This movie was amazing. And for you hate to hate on it, I hate you.
Well, look, I mean, on the one hand, I don't like the fact that he hated us.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that it unlocked emotions within him.
He had a roller coaster of emotions.
He had no emotions before seeing Man
He'd never
of Steel.
Seen a movie that he felt anything with ever.
That's good stuff.
Wow. He should watch some other movies.
He should watch the video we did before commenting on it, which he didn't. You know what? It's just occurred to me, maybe, you know how sometimes you play a video game and you can't unlock a thing, like you can't unlock a new costume or whatever until you finish a level or, you know, you complete a quest or whatever. Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to comment on a YouTube video until you've watched it to a certain point.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
There should be like...
like a 60% point maybe?
Yeah, well, there should be a series of locks and you can either watch to that point or you can pay to skip.
Okay, sure, yeah.
And you can have like, you know, maybe a Mr. Sunday Movies video is like a $3 video. So like it's $1, $1, $1. And if you want to just pay the $3, then you can be like, you're a dumbass. Just straight in there. You don't have to watch any of it.
Pay to play or hate in this case.
Yes.
I like it a lot. This is from Bad Ideas Reviews. Your criticism shows the length of your imagination. It must be no bigger than your tiny wiener.
Nice.
Pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Length of imagination? It's not really a metric for imaginations, but I'll take it. Pretty good stuff.
More girth of imagination.
Yes, there we go.
I mean? Yeah, that's more accurate.
This is from N7Bane 1200.
Is that a Mass Effect reference? Probably a Mass Effect reference.
Potentially. This is from when we said that Christian Bale and Matthew McConaughey are pretty muscular in Reign of Fire.
I'm ready.
You ready for this? First of all, neither character is huge. This shows how weak and limp-wristed you two are. Second, this movie was a cult classic. This is the first video of your channel I've seen and you get a dislike and I'm done with your channel.
Nice. So here's the thing, though. That means...
he got to the point...
he got to at least the point in that video where we talk about how muscular they are.
Yeah.
But obviously not that muscular,
no.
According to this guy. There's no photo of him, one would assume.
No.
Does he run a bodybuilding channel? Does he?
It's just a blank N. Like, not usually like a channel has nothing on it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. That, yeah. Okay.
He could be the biggest man in the world. We don't know.
So we had to get, but we, look, I don't remember all the videos we made particularly clearly, but I'm sure we did say it's a good movie before.
Oh, up top. Yeah, definitely. Point, yeah, right? Yeah. Anyway, he's done. That's... it doesn't matter. It's over.
Yeah, okay. Do you feel bad that you missed out on that viewer forever now?
I always, my immediate response is just to be like, good, fuck off. Like that's the thing that I, but why? You know what I mean? Why? It's no point. Yeah. Viral says, you guys are Marvel fanboys, just like shitty jokes, two crying emoji faces.
And laughing, crying?
Yes, laughing, crying. And you guys don't know about Dark Knight Returns series. Remember that really popular series of films?
Yeah, I don't.
That made billions of dollars?
No, I don't know them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah.
You don't know. AVW711 says, in reference to Endgame, there's nothing wrong with women on screen unless it's forced propaganda that has nothing to do with the film. This is the bit in Endgame where there's some women standing together.
Oh,
yeah.
God, can you imagine? Yeah.
But I don't expect a couple of soy boys to admit that. Classic.
I can't tell if that one's a parody or not.
Yeah, I know, right?
Normally it's pretty easy to determine that. But
yeah, I know, but the forced propaganda and that amazes me. It skirts the line for me.
Yeah,
this one I really like. This is from the Transformers movies, worst to best, where presumably I rank the Transformers movies. I made this video like 5-6 years ago. I don't remember it. It's from General Cheese 6 says, this fool is terribly misinformed, and I just made a meme about this. He didn't post it.
Where's the meme?
There's no meme!
Where's the meme? What's his name? I'm going to Google General Cheese.
General underscore Cheese 6.
Okay.
If you just go to that video, it'll be the most recent comment.
Okay. Look, yeah. I'm going to go to a GIF search engine, and I'm going to look up General Cheese.
General underscore Cheese 6.
Okay, because he's got to be in here somewhere, right?
Mm.
Underscore Cheese 6.
What's the meme?
Is it no GIFs were found.
We said meme. We didn't say GIF. We said meme.
Oh, it's a good point.
You got to go to like meme channel.
Go to a meme channel.
If people
could
see if they could find it, that'd be great.
That would be great.
Because there's so many meme situations. This is from Ninjitsu. Oh, come on, these idiots. By the way, whenever I yell, it's in all caps.
Caps, yep.
Now making videos on such a great movie. Man of Steel was a great movie. With an 8, though.
Hmm. Oh.
I'm just saying. Could be a false one. People hate what they don't understand. Rarely who gave these idiots 1M sunscribers. They are just talking garbage. These are the Marvel tards disguise themselves as Johnny Depp fans to remove Amber Heard from DC movies, which of course is our ultimate goal.
That's ultimately been the whole game plan of this podcast, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
Before it was even public knowledge she was in those movies.
We just didn't want her in there.
That's right.
I don't know. I've got my suspicions about that one. She Chicken says, this is just a weird take. It's not hate, but Jared Leto's Joker was fucking gangster, better than trash ass Heath Ledger's 2008 garbage piece of shit. Right on sentence, by the way.
I love it, though. That's good stuff.
It's from Man of Steel Caravan of Garbage. Rahul says, make honest video of your life failure. I think we sporadically sprinkle that in, I feel.
If you watch the videos, you listen to the podcast, you can get a...
You get a sense of that,
quite a good, like a little collage of our life failure. So it, I think that's... Yeah
definitely.
So, I mean, just keep watching the videos.
Keep watching. This is from 452, same video, Man of Steel Caravan of Garbage. Well, this movie got award and you got one report.
Did you in fact get one report?
I did not get it. Oh, you may have. You can report videos. So potentially, yeah. So I was interested in this. I'm like, what award did he mean? Did Man of Steel get Oscars? Because I think, hey, there's a number of things it could get an Oscar for. Cinematography, there's some terrific acting in it. The score is incredible. Mm-hmm. Choreography, costume design. No. It was nominated for a number of things, but doesn't seem like any Oscars. But it did win the Now Next Award for Next Must-See Movie. And the MTV Movie Award for Best Hero, Henry Cavill. And it also won a Golden Trailer Awards Best Summer 2013 Blockbuster Poster. So, yes, it did win a series of awards. I think it should have won more than those, but he's not incorrect. It did win award.
It did win the coveted MTV. It's probably like a TV. It's got like a golden TV. It's got popcorn coming out of the top
exactly.
of it. Or maybe it's like a surfboard that's got aerials coming out of the top of it. And Henry Cavill's got to come up on stage and pick up the surfboard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
drag it around to the after party with him the whole time. Look, I want to go back just briefly.
Oh, what do you got? What do you got?
No, I did Google General_Cheese6.
Yep.
And apparently a lot of his YouTube videos are just him talking like in portrait mode.
That's my favorite.
To nothing, like with it under his chin. So that's exciting.
Good, good. Please, people don't pile on this guy.
This guy. But also I did go to, just in case he made the memes, I did image search General Cheese.
Mm.
And there is some sort of gamer man with a big cheese head.
Cheese block. So, okay. Yeah. Is that us?
Yeah, that's us, I think.
you got us.
Yeah, you did get us, yeah.
You got us.
Yeah.
Albert Cooper says, when Batman is about to kill Superman and stops because he said his mother's name, I got a lot of these, but I couldn't put them all in, so no. I've chosen this one. When Batman is about to kill Superman and stops because he said his mother's name, it's probably because he realized he was no better than the criminals that killed his parents. I think everyone got mad at that scene because they wanted to see Batman kill him. They completely missed the point. Well, some of us did, certainly. Do you think people were like in cinemas like, kill Superman, stab Superman.
Stab that man who saves people from floods.
Yeah. There's so many like weird takes on those movies that are like, well, clearly it's this. But it's like, you think I don't understand it, but if one of us doesn't understand it, if it came down to it, all movies are subjective, but I don't think the audience was screaming for Superman to get stabbed.
And also, yeah.
I mean, maybe some people were.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But maybe they're like, he's a big blue dumb Boy Scout. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can't all be right, guys.
No, absolutely not. This is an okay comment. It goes on for a bit, but I really like the last bit. Okay, bear with me.
I'll bear with you.
It's from Tickle Metestes. Do you get it? Yeah. Worst host ever. Being a downer trying to be a happy person is worse than just saying it's shit. You literally spelt wrong. Said,
wait, what is he complaining about?
I think it's a Batman
vs. We're being too nice?
Yeah. Being a downer trying to be a happy person is worse than just saying it's shit.
I don't understand.
No. You literally.
Some people get mad at us now. I think back in the day, back in 1 billion years ago when we started the podcast.
Sure.
I feel like we were very much happy to be like, straight down the line.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Yeah.
This is bad. But now we're more like, this is still bad.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed these things about it. And apparently we're not allowed to do that anymore.
So. That's right. That's the whole best movie, worst movie ever thing.
Yeah.
Literally said that what has happened is crap, but haven't offered any positives. There's no flowing action here. Just two idiots making points of views of random shit. I'm talking to the commenters, not the DC story, just to clarify. They clearly record from their mum's basement wearing scarves and ordering coffees with almond milk. So that's why we're here. That bit, obviously. Bad ideas.
What kind of scarves?
I don't know.
Like, is he talking like a big winter woolly scarf? Like a really long one? Or like a more like a cravat we've got under our shirts.
And also, I've tried almond milk. It's okay. Mm. Like, it's okay.
I think it's bad for the environment.
Yeah. I'd do a soya over an almond. But that's worse, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Bad ideas reviews
Who
is back.
Who are we ordering
them? Our mum's getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Our mum that we live with.
Oh, yeah. Right. Why are we wearing scarves if we're inside?
It's cold. It's winter. It's Melbourne. You never know, do you?
No, I don't know.
If you don't like the weather, it's because it's blisteringly cold at the moment. Bad ideas reviews. I didn't realize this, but he's back.
Oh, yeah.
Stop whining, you crybabies. You lost. Hashtag Snyder Cut is going to release all over your face and you can all suck on it. I wanted to release.
Me too.
I want to see it.
I feel that was the... Yes. Should the thumbnail just be... When you put up a video, should the thumbnail just be... The points we're trying to make.
Yeah, like, maybe.
Like
yeah.
ahead of time. It should be like.
Most people like.
Yeah, that's get true.
It.
Yeah.
Or they're like, well, I liked it, but you didn't like it. And that's okay. Or, you know. Huh. But, you know, most people.
You know what actually would be even better?
Yeah.
Is not that you have to pay to get to the end of the video before you can make a comment.
Okay, we go.
Is when you comment, it tells us when you made, like it.
At what point in the video? That's actually a very good idea. And we get
$3. Exactly. It comes right out of the bank account. Or their mother's bank account.
Oh,
that's right.
Hello.
That's right. It's from the household bank account. You see, you live in your basement. Two can play that game.
That's right.
Whatever your name was from earlier.
Sparsh says, it's not a surprise why you think it's garbage. You guys are so used to the immature shit show that MCU produces that anything even remotely cerebral and adult hurts your brain, or maybe you just don't like the facts that Zack's getting the chance to finish his movie, the real Justice League in the vein of BVS. Yeah,
good stuff.
It still
fills me with joy. I don't understand. I don't know. I'm not. We shouldn't rename the series.
Though. No, I'm not ready. No, we're in it. I've got a logo figured out. It's done.
You'd have to go on Fiverr again and get another one made.
I made it.
I know.
Well, Eric made the first one, and I made a different, slightly different one based on his design. Okay, Joseph the Castle says, this is one that I actually replied to, which I don't often do. Right. This is on the, remember the Batman v Superman kill count? I tallied up all the kills, and that was off the back of doing one for the previous Batman movies, through like Keaton through West through Kilmer and Clooney. Now make a video about Bale and Keaton Batman's kill count because they also kill. Don't be so blind. And I just wrote underneath, mean like this, and I linked to the video of it, which came out like a year prior. Yeah. I mean, he's saying I shouldn't be so blind, but I used my ability to see.
Like
a bat to make a video.
Any updates from him? Or
no, I checked earlier today and there wasn't, no.
Could you maybe...
Maybe he's blind.
Maybe bump it again. Be like, hey, man... Maybe every day, just be like, "Hey, have you watched this yet?
Yeah,
have you?
I sent it to you.
Let me know
if you blocked me. It's okay if you have, but I just need to know. This is the last one. 805 California's finest. Here we go. I'm yelling because it's caps, and when I don't yell, it's because it's not caps.
Okay. Anybody who has sensitive hearing,
I'm gonna pull it back a bit. I'm not gonna blast everybody out there.
Well, after you say it, I'm gonna go wow really loudly. So that's what I was warning people about.
You guys have nothing to say to actually back up why you titled your video the way you did. All you guys are doing is nitpicking this movie. I can do the very same thing about all the Disney-fied owned Marvel movies without a cohesive reason. Like you all, full stop, new sentence, just admit that you guys are jealous about the fact that the majority of DC content is actually captivating and has a sense of originality. Air quotes.
He's doing air quotes.
Yes. That no other movies can do without copying. It's okay. Take your L. Though you won't admit it on here, you guys sound bothered. Ha-ha!
We are bothered.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
We are the ones.
It's time to admit it. I do.
That is bothered.
It's time to admit that we are just jealous that the Marvel movies that started before the DC movies ripped off DC movies.
And all the good ideas.
All the good ideas from those DC movies that came out afterwards.
That's right.
That's right. It's time to come clean.
That's right. And that's been hate mail, but there's a hate in it. Look, it's not our best run, but I feel like it's good to do it every now and then. They can't all be bangers.
Got to clear out the pipes.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
I think it was good.
Just piles up. Okay.
It's good to know that even in times of crisis, people, like maybe they're dialing it back a little bit.
Sure.
I like to think that all those people were like, man, these people making these terrible videos that I hate, maybe they're having a tough time, so I won't call them slurs. I'll just...
Yeah. just coming to them like this. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, I appreciate it. Please, again. Yeah. We're observing here, by the way, for people watching this. We're watching. You know what I mean? It's like we're on safari. We're not interfering. You know what
true,
I mean?
Yeah.
Just let them all go. Let them all go about their days.
Leave the location better than you found it. You
exactly.
Know? That's right. But also point.
Yeah, it's also point. All right.
Maybe put an aspirin in a bit of bread and throw it out, and maybe one of them will eat it.
Yeah.
And then they will explode.
Yeah. But you've left.
You've left, so it's fine. Yeah.
We're going to move on to the next segment, obviously. Also, we're going to talk about what's it called? Uncharted 2. There are minor spoilers for it.
Do you mean The Last of Us Part 2?
Last of Us Part 2. Shut up, Mason. We'll also talk about
Uncharted
2.
Do you want to briefly talk about Uncharted 2?
Yeah, it's great. It's a big jump. I talked about it last week. But I just want to say there is some minor story points that I do touch on.
Mm.
Just
structural
so you know.
Issues of the video
game. Yes, you can skip over that section if you do not want to know. Just warning in advance. Here we go. Let's do the next segment. I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? What?
James,
you got something to say to me?
I heard you.
You didn't hear nothing.
No, you said what?
You didn't hear a goddamn thing.
Promised you wouldn't.
I didn't promise, and I didn't say it.
I'm being gaslit over here.
But the other thing is, you've already explained it, so I can say it.
I guess that's
and as long
true,
as you
yeah.
explain it at the top of every episode every week, I can continue to spiral.
Wow. Okay, good. Well, as long as you keep spiraling, that's good.
I would like to talk about Last of Us 2.
Okay.
But you haven't played it.
No.
And I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk in generalities.
Spoil it over in Suggestible. You should spoil it to your wife.
Yeah, she wouldn't give a shit. She'd be all about that. Uh-huh. Because you are, yeah, I don't know if you've started it yet. Have you started the first Last of Us?
I've just started the first Last of Us.
And what do you think of it so far?
I enjoyed it. That's
a good
game. Yeah.
The first game is better. Here's,
okay then.
But spoiler, overall, I guess light spoilers because there'll be some, but no major story elements, I guess. So there's two narratives that run in this. You play as...
This is the second one.
You play as another antagonist character at points in this game. Initially, I'm like, oh, I don't want this. I don't want to do this. Because like, then it takes you back like 3 days and you have to do the same 3 days again from a different perspective, which is something I hate generally. Because it's like, I just feel like I'm speeding through to get to the kind of caught up. And there's a lot of things in this game like... You get to like an abandoned museum or abandoned aquarium and you have to follow someone. They're like, come on, I'll show you. And you go into a room and it's like a big statue of a dinosaur or a whale. And you're like, wow, can you believe they had this in the old world? And I'm like, yeah, because I fucking live in this world. This isn't impressive to me. Seeing a statue of a whale means jack shit.
James, maybe it should be impressive to you, though.
No, a real whale is impressive.
You ever stop to smell the flowers, James?
It's a plastic whale. It's not interesting.
Okay,
anyway,
explain me.
There's too many points in this game that are like, oh my God, look at this museum. Look at these old space. Shut up. Shut the fuck up with this. It's like
you hate themes.
I hate like the walking, the slow walking tour of an abandoned what? It's like, and they're like, because they did it in the first one because there's a moment where you see a giraffe. It's not a massive spoiler, but it's like and they're like, oh my God, we saw a giraffe.
And
it's like a big
a real one.
A live one. And it's like a big deal, but it's like, God, can you stop doing this? Like, it's too long, right? And it's like, I get it. Joel and Ellie are friends and whatever, and they have problems, which is fine. These are just things I didn't like.
Yes.
There's like a moment where you like stab like a pregnant woman and you murder them.
Ooh.
And I'm like, and then it's like, oh no, what have I done? It's like that kind of thing. And I'm like, first of all, fuck you for making me do that.
Yeah,
like,
right.
In a quick time event. But it's also, they villainize.
Oh, they made it a quick time event.
Yes.
Murder a pregnant woman in a quick time. Is she trying to kill you? Spoilers.
Yeah.
Is she?
It's
okay, right.
But,
okay. Do you think when whoever invented QuickTime events created them was like, this is the ultimate goal?
Yeah, this is what,
You gotta slash the throat of somebody in their third trimester.
Yeah. Like, I get it, and I think it would work in a movie, but prior to that, you kill 100 people to get into that room, and then you leave and you kill 100 people on the way out, later on in the game. So every now and then, like, you have to stop and you're like, what am I doing? And you look at your hands and there's blood on your hands and you're like, what have I become and whatever? And I just don't – it's the same argument that they've made with, like, Nathan Drake. He's killed, like, a million people.
Yeah, right.
And I think it works more in that game because he's terrible. Like, he's terrible. But this, like, you're supposed to be making these choices and you're like, I need to turn a corner because I'm killing people. And then you just continue on your way killing
people. You should
have
the option to not keep killing
people. I guess so. Yeah, look, but the thing is, though, like, gameplay-wise – it's great.
Yeah.
Like, all the stealth is great. I talked about the mechanics of the how you craft stuff and the different weapons you use. You watched me play for a little bit and I'm hitting people with Molotov cocktails and planting bombs and shooting dogs or whatever.
Hitting people in the head with a hammer.
Yeah, hit a guy in the head with a hammer and all those things. And all of that really works. So the encounters themselves are really great. And the narrative on the whole is good.
Yeah.
But there is elements like that and the slow walking and that I do not enjoy. And I think all in all, it's a really good game.
I saw a tweet from someone about I've mentioned them before off air, but Outside Xbox and Outside Extra, which were great YouTube channels for sort of fun gaming content. For me, someone who doesn't play a lot of games, I think they're sort of very entertaining.
You like to know what's going on.
But it might have been Andy from the show who tweeted that apparently he was in a situation where you have to, if you kill. You kill a guard dog. There was a man with a guard dog.
Yeah.
So he kills the guard dog. The guard finds him and kills his character. So he was like, what if I kill the guard?
Yeah.
Will the dog attack me or the dog run away or whatever? And you kill the guard and the dog sort of paws at the guard, like looking all forlorn and concerned because you've just killed his master. And it's like, this is very sad.
Yeah.
This is very...
And there's moments that definitely work in the narrative. And I think it's interesting the places that they took the characters. Because obviously you play as Ellie for a large bulk of the game. And it's interesting the things that she kind of gives up and the things that she goes through. And it's all good performances and motion capture and it's animated beautifully and all those things.
Is it the same actor from the previous game?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Okay. Who's the waitress who Captain America saves or whatever. But she saves him in New York City and she's on the news and she's like, I love Captain America.
Oh, yeah, right.
Whatever. Look, it's really good. I think it's just things like that I don't enjoy. Just let me run around and Molotov cocktail people and whatever. And that's where I'm
Molotov
at.
Molotov cocktail simulator 2020 is what you want.
That's right. Yeah, I think Uncharted 4 strikes a better
That's bloody
balance.
Real life, James.
That's right.
Checking a bloody Molotov, I tell you what.
I think the themes
Great
work. The themes in Uncharted work better. Balance with the gameplay, and that's hard.
Right.
I think when they do the TV series of this, and they will, large chunks of that series isn't going to be you kill 40 people to progress.
Right.
You know, I'm sure they'll kill people, but.
Would you rather have the characters not address how many people she kills? Would you rather she just sort of moves through the game and not
well,
think
it's
about
hard. I mean, it's the thing, but how else do you do it? Yeah. I don't have an answer to that because if there was an answer, I guess somebody would have done it at some point. Yeah.
And also the other option is to remove the realities of the murder. Like you don't have all the characters have names. So when you kill them, they're like, Joe, what happened to Joe? He fell down a pit.
But that goes against the whole plots of it's revenge and hate. And the first one was about love and the second one's about hate whatever. Yeah. But they'll probably
My two knuckle tattoos.
That's right.
But what's the third one going to be about?
Indifference.
Just a butterfly.
Yeah, the butterfly's fine.
No butterflies.
And also, I'd say we're probably going to get another one of these, which I'd be more than happy to see what else they can do in this universe.
Hmm.
And that's the tooth.
Wow.
Do you think it's the tooth?
It's absolutely the tooth.
Okay, great. What are you reading?
Season 4 of F is for Family is out. So I'm gonna,
I really like that show.
It's a good show, right?
Yeah.
Bill Burr, the animated show, Bill Burr is a...
Himself.
He's himself as a beleaguered dad in the 70s. Just being angry and just packing down his anger with his family and with life just for hours at a time,
just
days at a time.
Just making a go of it.
And then just exploding every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
On top of probably being traumatized from Vietnam and other, things. That I was going to say pratfalls. There's some pratfalling.
Yeah.
That has happened to him. But yeah, I really enjoy that show. I also, I don't think I've talked about this before. I feel like us growing up, we caught the tail end of this era.
Yeah.
Like there were still kind of echoes of it in schooling and in parenting.
And entertainment.
And entertainment and society. So there's a lot of things that I vaguely recognize being in the world. And it was horrible. It was not good.
Just a pre-internet era.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just, it just
really,
feels
yeah.
just it shouldn't feel like this, but it just feels like a horrible world where if you didn't know something, you just didn't know it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know, what was the name of the song they featured in that episode of that show?
Yeah.
Well, I'll never know because they'll never play the show again.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the episode to ask somebody.
I can't go to my school and look it up in a Britannica encyclopedia. I just won't know.
Books, you know.
You had to, Pete Holmes used to do a bit about like, well, who was the, what, you know, where's Tom Petty from or whatever?
Yeah.
And then you just don't know. And then you see a girl wearing a Heartbreakers t-shirt.
Yeah.
She's like, Florida. And that's how you met your wife kind
of
thing. So maybe it was a different world and I hated it, is what I'm saying. Yes,
that's right, yeah.
There should be some mystery and joy in the world, but also I hated it.
I love that that's probably be better being born now, I'd hope, if things get better.
Yeah.
But I love that having had a foot in both worlds
and
just being like, oh, God, like people talk about how it was better. It wasn't. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, being a kid's fine, I guess, but being an adult is fucking way better.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions to that depending on how your life is going, obviously. I'm talking in generalities and how I feel, but yeah.
Gas station attendants, though, they don't exist anymore, do they?
No, the people who come out and pump your gas.
Pump your gas.
Do you vaguely remember? Yeah, I remember that. Pump my gas myself like an idiot, Mason.
like a real dumbass.
And they took away the card swipe for a lot of these as well. At least give me the card swipe.
This is
swipe.
Not for this podcast.
This is podcast.
This is off-air conversation.
You brought it up.
I did, it's true.
Yeah. Anything else? What you're worth?
Oh, I'm going to start. This is up to 3 seasons. I didn't know this existed, but it's called Marcella. It's a Netflix.
Yeah, Claire's sister was
grim. It's a grim. It's set in the UK, but it's like in the style of like your sad Nordic murder mystery shows.
Yeah.
There's a sad detective. Her name's Marcella. She's divorced, and she's got, you know, she blacks out and she's struggling.
Does she have a drinking problem?
I don't know if she does.
But she blacks out?
She blacks out, apparently.
That's a whole other thing.
And she's just gotta solve some murders and catch some killers. So I'm bang up for that.
She keeps blacking out.
I don't know.
You said she blacks out.
I know, but I don't know why, because I haven't watched it yet.
But how does she solve murders if she keeps blacking out?
That's part of her skill set. She blacks out. And
I wouldn't
people,
say that's a skill set.
She blacks out and then people reveal their crimes, but she's already woken up.
Yes.
They're like, whew, it's time for me to reveal my plot. This woman's blacked out. You're just like, surprise, I haven't. I tricked you.
I'm actually awake.
That's right.
Terrific. Anything else that we're Westworlding today?
I think that's everything with Westworld.
All right. Then we'll move on to the next segment of the show.
Letters.
The classic one was letters, oh, letters. We love you. Some letters. They're only a day away.
We're going to hear right now. We're going to do letters.
If you do want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter. Thriller. Thriller. Send us through a thriller. We'll look at it and I'll be like, it's a good question. I'll talk about it. But if it's a bad question, I will ignore you and block you on Twitter.
The album Thriller. Probably still a banger, but you know.
Yeah, you know.
You know.
Let's not get political. You know, if this is political.
Yep, everything is at this point, yes.
Yeah. My body's eating itself, Mason. I'm doing low carb. It's bloody.
Oh, well, then the first question. This is one for you. This is an email from Evan O'Day.
Okay.
It says, hi, James. How many pull-ups can you do?
In a row?
Yes.
Fresh. Pull-ups or chin-ups?
It says pull-ups.
Probably like 15 maybe. They're the wide grip. Yeah.
What I enjoy about this is, I think I've mentioned this before, Gmail gives you like auto-reply options you can just send back immediately.
Yep.
And your options for – and it I guess the algorithm, it figures out what you're writing. It just gives you – so how does it know? It's good. Your options here are will do, just one, or how many do you need?
Do that.
Okay, all right. Nice. So that's a good question, Evan. The answer is James can do as many as you need.
That's right.
For your purposes. So if you want to make some sort of novelty charity video, James will do as many pull-ups as you like.
15 or less, though.
But here's another email that has more content. It's from Billy Schultz. It says, you're there with me, brackets, not during a car crash. Hey, James and Meso, I've been listening since 2015 and you've been with me ever since. I look forward to your podcast every week. Thank you. As the world shut down in April, I finally decided to take up running, safely distancing it at all times. And this week I was able to complete my very first 10K. And since running with music trips me up, podcasts and your podcast are my constant companion. You just came with me as I started training for a half marathon. Thanks for being with me almost every step of the way. You're welcome. James, we did it. We did a half marathon.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's really good work. How did we do it?
One day at a time.
One day at
a
time.
One step at a time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. All right. So thanks
for
doing. Not you, Mason. I mean, you were part of it, weren't you?
Yeah. You're welcome.
And that's really cool.
You're welcome, James. Yeah. You got a tweet there?
I do have a tweet here.
So it's good to know that people are taking up hobbies, and I'm trying to be more active during.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
How many pull-ups can you do?
As many as you need,
mate. All over it.
Sorry, I meant just one.
That's how many I need, though. Yeah. All right, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's right.
That's right. This is from Peter, says, saw a chart showing exponential growing frequency of Joker adaptations. At this current rate, we'll see a new Joker every year by 2025, every week by January 2026, and every day by March of January 2026. What a time to be alive.
Oh my God, I can't
Do you think
wait.
Some of the mystery of the Joker has been diminished over the years?
Nope.
No?
Yes. You think
they keep talking about him? It's like the thing you talk about with Wolverine, how there's well, now we know everything about Wolverine. We haven't seen his dong yet, I guess.
No, that's true.
So, you know.
I feel like maybe if you say every adaptation of Joker is maybe an origin he could have.
Yep.
Like maybe, again, it's all from the mind of one crazy man. And maybe he was a stand-up comic, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was a career criminal, maybe he was a killer, maybe he killed Batman's parents. Like, I think they all work for me.
Sure.
But to say, well, these are all definitive stories of the history of the Joker, and they're all true, and it's all, that removes the magic.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, just a
freewheeling.
Just a day in the life of the Joker, just doing crazy stuff. It doesn't have to be in continuity, it doesn't have to make any sense. I'm fine with it all.
And what about the Three Joker book that they're bringing out, where there's three Jokers? It's coming out, apparently.
Look, I'm happy for them to reveal it, and then again, they're going to reboot the DC universe again. So
that's right.
At some point, soon enough.
Just good stories, right?
Yeah. So I'm happy to have a three. Just finish the storyline.
Stories. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be nice.
Well, Game of Thrones is apparently out next year or something. The book. It's like it's definitely coming out next year, which means it won't be.
Do you think that the release of Game of Thrones, the series, the final season, do you think that threw a spanner in the works of George R.R. Martin?
I think he was like, now I gotta.
Certain ideas. Work around this.
Yeah, probably. It's like with the Snyder Cut. I know people say it's the original cut, but he can go back and be like, actually, I'm going to tweak some stuff I wasn't going to do. Yeah. I think the love of Game of Thrones is just like, oof, it's not there, is it?
No, it absolutely is not.
What do you got?
I got a couple more letters. This one's from Connor McCann, and it had a very intriguing subject line, which I appreciate. It says, I hate murders, but it's all I do now. So that's encouraging. It says, hey, fellas, I hope that subject line caught your eye. It did. It's true, sort of. I'm helping to produce a new true crime doc series for a streaming service. Due to COVID, I've also had to move out of my apartment in the city where everything is very locked down and back in with my parents in the suburbs. Anyway, I decided to write in when I heard you guys talking about The Last of Us Part 2 and how the development team was made to research and map out these gruesome acts of violence. Apparently that might not also be true.
But also, maybe it is true.
Maybe it is true. My work has been pretty similar lately. On this show, I sit in my childhood bedroom and spend 10 hours a day researching serial killers, their victims, and those victims' families to see if we can incorporate their stories into the show.
Great.
Yeah.
It's a real do-go-on situation.
It really is. And then there's it talks about researching some murders, and he says, I felt like I was staring into the void. Everything closed in around me, and on top of everything else, going in on the world that felt like more than I could take. After a few long minutes of staring at those words on my screen, I got up, went for a walk, and listened to your podcast. I've been listening for years, and you've always been able to cheer me up.
That's
you
good.
You succeeded that day too.
Yeah.
There we go. There you go.
That's really good. That's
Yeah, thank you, Connor. That's very, very good.
I hope you can. I'm glad that we can be a palate cleanser for all the murders you have to read and look at.
That's right.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah.
You have another one there?
I bet the doc's going to be great though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. I do have another one here. It's from Alex says, after being outed as Peter Parker by Mysterio, Spider-Man goes into protective custody. Got him. Protective custody with May, dyes his hair, changes his name to Ben Reilly, and Spider-Man can't go home.
Oh, that's good stuff. I like that.
I like that
that's
a lot.
Very good, yeah.
It's a fan theory, but I like it.
But then how do we go back to the status quo? Probably Doctor Strange does some magic.
They do a movie called Can Go Home.
Oh.
And Doctor Strange. The fourth one's just called Doctor Strange Does Some Magic. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's from Connor. Hey, lads.
Oh, another Connor.
Yeah, big fan of the show. Been listening back a lot over the old shows while working. I was wondering if either of you can recommend any good ghostwriter stories. I've had the character on my mind recently. Keep up the good work. I can't in particular, but my brother gave me a graphic novel, one you don't like. It's Ghost Rider. I think it's volume one by Daniel Way. It's apparently incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't read it, but if my brother is anything to go by,
he's
your definitive source of information on all things. Is that correct?
It's not true.
Love him.
No, it's not true.
Ghost Rider, Daniel Way.
You know what I'm going to recommend? It's a little bit out of left field, but I'm going to recommend Ghost Rider 2099, which I enjoyed very much when it came out back in the day. Marvel had a bunch of books in the 2099 universe, so set in the year 2099.
Spider-Man, Punisher. That's it.
Other ones. Yep.
No, that's it.
All right, fine. Not even Ghost Rider, the one I'm about to recommend? Wow. Okay. Anyway, and they're very sort of cyberpunk and et cetera. They're with mixed success. Mm. Like there was the Stan Lee one's just pretty much a regular superhero.
Okay, right.
But anyway, Ghost Rider 2099 was really great.
Mm.
It's rather than being possessed by a demon, it concerns a hacker who his body is destroyed and he's loose on the internet and he encounters this sort of secret world of rogue AIs who rebuild him in a robot body to act as their agent on Earth and kind of service their various
deeds
on Earth.
But are they good guys or bad guys?
It's tough to say.
So does he take on the Ghost Rider kind of visage?
Yeah, because his crew of hackers, their logo is like a Ghost Rider skull.
That makes sense.
And so they build him this, and he's got a holographic flame skull. So
cool. Okay.
It's good.
Can he also walk around as a regular man?
And people walk around as a regular man.
Good work, Johnny. Yeah. Is his name Johnny?
It's Kenshiro.
Kenshiro. Good work, mate.
But they say
did that come out? 90s?
The 90s, I guess. Yeah.
So it could be bad.
It could be bad. I haven't gone back to read it, but I still have all the old copies, I think.
Terrific.
On paper. So
wow, paper.
Yeah, I know, right? So that was really good. And again, you know, Cyberpunk is back in the.
Certainly is. Did you watch any of that gameplay?
Some of it. Because a lot of gaming publications got an early first look at it.
And universally people seem to like it. But again, you can show certain sections of it. But it does look good. It genuinely looks good. I think I'm going to get it, even though I'm sick to death of open world Mason.
I bet you are.
Why can't everything be like Titanfall 2?
Yeah, this is going to be so – there's going to be so many moral choices, James.
Apparently it's a small open world though. It's more detailed, which I appreciate.
But it looks amazing.
I don't want to ride across the world on a horse.
You have to ride across the world. Drive around in a Cybertruck.
No, I'm talking about like Red Dead.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware.
That one at Horizon, whatever. Yeah. Sick of it.
Anyway, I'd recommend those. Great art.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, I think maybe it's one of those series where once the line, you know, the imprint closed down, like everything fell off a cliff a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Which often happens is like they just sort of, everybody half-asses it towards the end. But I can't really remember. So maybe I'll go back and read them as well. This is from Mitchell Collins.
Hello, Mitchell.
It says, hi, guys. Love the show. As a Melbourne-based comic artist within the Aussie comic creator bubble of local and international published creators, I was wondering if you guys have read books from local creators, self-published and alike, such as Gestalt or independent Aussie Kickstarter creators. No is my answer. I haven't.
No, I really haven't.
However, he says, I will sheepishly add this in, but I'll plug it proudly. My book Skyscraper, a one-shot newspaper-sized comic book written by Ryan K. Lindsay and drawn by me, is on a website, and it's an Aussie created owned comic book site where you can purchase all Aussie books. So it's called.
Oh, cool.
The website is called O90. I'll spell it out.
Please do.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay.
And there's a Mitchell. There's a typo in here. There's a typo in your email, so I couldn't find it. So just FYI. So it's OWNAINDI.com, and it's a bunch of Australian independent comic books that you can get digitally.
That didn't work.
Huh. It works for me.
Unless it's zero WN?
Nope. It's OWNAINDI.com.
Nah.
Wow. I'm going to come over there and I'm going to check.
OWNAINDI.
Yes. James, now I'm over here.
No, it's working now. There we go. Terrific. Cool. That's some good looking art here.
Right?
All right.
All sorts of Australian creators. I didn't know anything about Australia.
No. I really, I mean, I know like there's Australian comic book creators who work for like the larger companies.
I remember Australian comic books back in the day. Mm. Obviously, Zero Assassin was a big black and white, super edgy comic book from the back. Obviously, Cyber Swine, who was robot cop, but he was also a pig.
Yeah, cool. He would be, wouldn't he?
Pretty symbolic there. I remember. Really makes you think. Really, really.
You've got political,
really?
Mason.
That's right. It is true. But I sort of lost track. But it looks like there's a thriving industry because there's a lot of stuff on here. So I'm excited to give that a whirl.
Yeah, that's cool.
What do you reckon about that?
I like the idea of supporting local creators wherever you are, or smaller creators in general.
Anyway, here's comic book Skyscraper. It's a procedural crime story from Ryan K. Lindsay, Mitchell Collins, and Simon Robbins that weaves in elements of the weird, putting it somewhere between the Black Monday murders and Lost.
Okay. I know Lost. The TV series.
Oh, actually, you know what? It says here, it's a tabloid newspaper-sized comic printed on newspaper stock, and the result is something gorgeous and special. Note, it will be folded in half when mailed to you. So this is physical copies.
There you go.
I'm going to get some of these.
You should,
Mason.
These
are exciting. I'm going to get that. It's on sale too.
That's a bargain, probably.
I'm going to bloody get this. I'm excited. Yeah.
I've got one more short tweet, if you're interested.
I'm ready.
So every now and then we get something on this, but it's Bernard says maybe Henry Cavill would be better One Punch Saitama.
Yes.
Than Superman. I think he's too good looking.
He's very good looking, isn't he?
Yeah. I think you'd, as I mentioned, you'd need like a Tobey Maguire, like a man who has no facial expressions.
Sure.
Or face even.
Yeah.
Like it's all one thing. I don't know when any of his features end and the other begin. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like a mushed painting.
Yeah, like a mushed painting. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
It's like when they restore a piece of art and you're like, fuck happened here?
Sure, that happened this
like
week.
Like it's a face. I know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very handsome. Good on him. But yeah. No, so we've talked about casting before.
Sure.
But then maybe you actually cast him as Asian though.
Sure. Because the character is from
That's
Japan.
What I'm saying, yes. Yeah. Mm. That's not me being like, you idiot, why would you suggest that? I'm just saying that's a suggestion also.
Certainly could do that. Could yeah.
There you go. Is that the show?
I think that's the whole show. Thank you everybody so much for listening in these very strange times. Whether you're out there running or you're working or you're just holing up in your apartment and not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I'm loving that.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com, at Facebook, at Bandcamp. You can also go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings.
Yeah.
He's at Rob Collings on Twitter and at The Weekly Planet.
Correct.
I'm at Wikipedia Ran on Twitter, and on Instagram I'm Nick Maso, N-I-C-K-M-A-S. EAU. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
I certainly am.
If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies if you'd like to chuck in a buck.
That's right.
We'd certainly appreciate that. We've got an Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you would like to get some stuff delivered to your house, go through our Amazon affiliate link. You can also go to bigsandwich.co.
Yes.
If you'd like to sign up for all our new stuff and help support the show in the most, I think, the most direct way
Definitely, yeah.
possible.
Yeah.
Because Patreon does take a big old chunk.
It certainly does, yeah.
As far as I know.
As
I understand it, if you contribute on Patreon at $9 or more, you get the big sandwich stuff.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not. Yeah, there is a page on how all that works.
Terrific.
Which I will not explain here, but yes, that is correct.
Yeah, good, very good.
Yeah, but everything that goes there plus bonus stuff goes on the big sandwich. The only thing I'm trying to figure out is polls.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll figure that out at some point. All right, and that's the show.
Well, that's a couple more plugs.
Oh, that's not the show.
We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Yes.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes.
Mm. Leave a review.
If you would, that would be great.
You can do it in-app. It really helps the show. This is from jman729729. 5 stars, thank you. It says, keeps me going. And thank you to these nerds for keeping me informed and also keeping me from diving into the deep end of sadness and lonely. Thank you, James and Meso.
You're very welcome.
And this is from Connor from Coachella says, podcast. They sure do cast dem pods. That we do,
That's right.
Connor. That we do. All right. Next week, Marvel Comics probably.
Nice.
Unless Keaton comes back as Batman again, in which case we'll do that.
There's additional Keaton news.
Yeah, additional Keaton. Or Kilmer. Or Clooney.
Or Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm. I think they've been talking about doing another one of those, haven't they, for a while? Mm. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Old Beetlejuice.
Good old Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen that in its
He's less juicier than ever.
Oh, he's all dried up.
He's all, yep.
Like a husk.
Yep, that's right.
Great stuff. All right, see you guys next week.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you real soon.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.